This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give Boomer and Geo a ring at 888-808-1019. We are the home of New York sports talk. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning! Good morning. Right back at it on The Fan in New York. February 13th, KM to 2 AM. There's a lot going on, man. There's some things I haven't even gotten to yet. St. John's. We'll hit one of those things right now. Dial 888-808-1019. It's going to be a while until you can talk to Boomer and Geo. Yo, they need to make me one of those drops. Can we get a call? Keith McPherson, call KM. Ross is in Bergen County on The Fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. So, and I put on the call screen Four Nations really quick. I heard you talking to Glacius, so, and chin on that real quick. I'm going to miss the OMG, all like the pop of circumstance and all that. One thing, though, you know, when we had signed him, I remember the tweet notification. It was a minor league contract. I think we signed Madrigal to a minor league deal as well. But, I mean, when we signed him, we would have been happy. I think I speak for a lot of people. We would have been happy with him even making the major league roster in the first place, or if anything, probably never want to see him in the first place, given that would have meant like someone like Wendell or Zach Short inevitably not panned out, which, you know, was reality. I mean, I don't think nobody obviously expected the song and all that. Nobody expected the impact he'd wind up having, but I think from the fact that we didn't even think he'd make the big league roster in the first place, I know he had a great run with Detroit and all that, but he didn't even think he'd ever play in the MLB again. He had been retired the year prior. I'm just glad, you know, they're going to move on and leave that season off on a high note. Because if you look at guys like Jeff McNeil, goes 1 year from winning a batting title to a year later, nobody wants to see him even be part of the organization. I'm just glad him and Severino left on high notes and we didn't chance, you know, their perceptions in Queens kind of being, you know, throwing a wrench into it. So I'm glad, you know, we left them on a high note and they'll only be remembered as good New York Mets. So that's kind of my two cents on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Four Nations started tonight. I know I brought it up to you last week. I think there was, even me, I kind of had some doubts, you know, back of my head. I don't know how many people are going to kind of be invested in it. You know, you saw tonight, Shea Theodore got injured, and some people are kind of bringing up the whole thing with Vegas and circumventing the cap. They want Petrangelo to not participate. Shea Theodore goes down and injured tonight. He's going to be out for the rest of the tournament. But as far as everybody else, I mean, the Bell Center up in Montreal was just – energetic from first puck drop to the OT winner. I mean, the fact they went to OT in the first place, mm-hmm. traditionally you got your 3-on-3 OT is 5 minutes. For this, they made it 10-minute OT, which was electric. I think it went like six and a half minutes, so we got that extra minute and a half, and I think it's a shootout if it's still tied. But I mean, just overall, the premise of it, Sweden comes back from down 3-1. We saw one Ranger tonight. It was like 4 on Team USA, I think, now that JT's back. Mika tonight was just shooting muffins at the net. I mean, there was a point in OT, it was like an odd man rush, and he shot it from the blue line, missed the net entirely. But as far as the game, you know, Crosby, the fact that what he's – everybody talks about LeBron at, what, 40, 41, what he's doing. Crosby's at 37 and is still a really damn good hockey player. Had 3 assists tonight. The whole arena was shouting his name, him being from Nova Scotia. You got Marchand, too, McKinnon. Marchand had a goal tonight, so it was electric. And we got, America, Finland tomorrow. I got, like, at Finland to win the whole thing, like plus 900. It's like I put like $10 to win 100 on it. They were like the clear outlier because, I mean, they're back in. Like that guy we got for Trouba, career back, bottom two defenseman, Urho Vakanainen. He's like on their second line defensive pairing. All you need to know about Finland. But a lot of people were talking about, you know, this is Canada's sport, but U.S. is the odds-on favorite to win the thing. And you even heard Bisson on the broadcast before. This is probably the best roster America's had in one of these, you know, best-on-best international tournaments. So the fact that we're the favorite to win a tournament that Canada's had our number in years speaks a lot, man. I think we could definitely do some damage.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Yeah, I'm interested in watching it tonight. It is now the 13th, and the United States will take on Finland at 8 p.m. There will be no Nets game. There will be no Knicks game as the NBA goes into the All-Star break. And I was just talking to Marco about, you know, this Four Nations face-off, and he's like, what is it? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know much about it besides what I just read about it, and I can share that with you guys. You know, he's like, is it like a World Baseball Classic? But in the middle of the season, I'm like, in a way, but it's not the world. And I don't know if this is the truth, but I'm like, I think it's just, you know, the nations that there's a large talent pool in the NHL, and it's obviously not every, you know, player and team involved, but the Four Nations face-off marks the return of NHL players to best-on-best competition. It's a short event, just 5 game days, only 4 teams, no playoff rounds, and the 2025 tournament will set the table for next year's Olympics and a regular rotation of World Cup games 2 years later. So I think it's cool. I took a call a couple nights ago, maybe it was last week, where someone was asking me, you know, what do you think has helped hockey have a little bit of a resurgence here? Things like this, things like the Winter Classic, things like the Stadium Series, things like bringing in other athletes and influencers and celebrities into arenas and into social media. You know, even me myself, I was not watching hockey growing up. I was as a very young kid in the early 90s, and then I fell off, and now I'm back to watching, and I care about it thanks to the New Jersey Devils bringing me in. And, you know, I just think there's been a consistent effort to, you know, put hockey on television, whether you're watching on Hulu, ESPN Plus, or our local channels. And I think the sport is in a good place, and I enjoy watching it. And like I said, I'll be tuned in at 8 p.m. to see what USA does against Finland. I think it's cool. I like the World Baseball Classic. I like whenever, you know, we can compete outside of the teams that we watch. And we'll probably never get that in the NFL, but we get it in hockey, we get it in baseball, and of course we get it in the NBA. 888-808-1019. Back to a few things, right? We talked to Jose Iglesias, his departure. I just believe, you know, he's seeking more money after the year that he had, right? He has numbers he can point to. He has impact that he can point to. What a year for the guy. The guy had the best year of his life altogether. Like I said, I called him Superman and Clark Kent. He got to be two different people. Bruce Wayne and Batman is probably more fitting because Bruce Wayne was high profile. Obviously, Batman was Batman. Clark Kent was kind of just, you know, at the Daily Bugle trying to pretend like he wasn't some type of 6'4 Superman Kal-El. Iglesias, they got to move on from because I just think that they want this new team to create their new identity, and Stearns can't quantify what he did last year and add the value that he seeks this year and justify paying him. The Yankees, I don't think, are going to be able to justify sticking with internal options and what they have at third base. I just think fans are going to get louder and louder now that you see Bregman go in the division. And you hear that not only were the Red Sox after Bregman in division, so were the Toronto Blue Jays. There are reports that the Toronto Blue Jays offered 6 years. The Toronto Blue Jays offered upwards to, you know, $170 million. And Bregman turned it down. Again, nobody wants to go to Colorado. Shout out to Mark Fiesan. He's on the job. He tweeted out, Bregman had offers of 6 years, $171.5 million, an opt-out after 2026 from Detroit, and 4 years, $120 million, opt-outs after 2026 and 2027 from the Cubs. Per sources, the higher AAV combined with the opt-outs after each of the next 2 years were the key for him to take the Boston deal. I just think that the Red Sox are reloaded here. I think the Red Sox have more than enough guys to figure it out in that infield and in that lineup, and now they figured out their pitching, and they're going to be a pain in the ass with this new Yankees team that has to come together. 888-808-1019. And then also, I said that the Netflix series. There was a trailer out with Tristan Casas, basically like kicking himself, and like he grounds out and he's just like, you know, MFing himself. The Netflix series that they shot for the Boston Red Sox will be available on Netflix April 8th. I am just going to fast forward to when Judge hits that grand slam against them in Yankee Stadium. Bobby's in New Jersey. What's up, Bobby? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call, man.
You got it.
Yeah, no, just about this Arenado. I'm sorry, Arenado, Brett Bregman stuff. Yeah, I mean, really, I was going to bring up Arenado in the sense of maybe this does drive down the price for Nolan Arenado. But, I mean, yeah, like you were saying, it's going to be tough for this Yankee team to kind of, you know, in this division with Toronto kind of, you know, re-upping and Boston re-upping to kind of, you know, stay at the top of it. But
the Orioles, yeah, I mean, are going to be the Orioles, and then Tampa is just going to figure out, they're going to steal some aura from the Yankees, you know, playing in their spring training ballpark, and they're going to figure out how to be pesky and beat us. Like, they just do that. Where's Arenado going to go, right? He's got a no-trade clause. Who wants him? Where else is there for him to go? The writing is on the wall for the Yankees to talk to the Cardinals and say, yeah, and we just got the Andy Martino report yesterday that, oh, they never really checked in on Arenado. For why? Why not?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If you look at Arenado last year, I know no one cares about average anymore, but I mean, look, I remember when average meant something, and he batted 272, and on the active roster right now, he'd be second.
DJ LeMay was one of the worst hitters in the entire league. They're actually contemplating letting him compete and win the job.
Not only that, too. I mean, the guy struck out 92 times last year. It's not like So in my head, you get him really for the defense. He can contribute anyway. I think it's a no-brainer. The price had to have gone down. So I really feel like hopefully this time next week or maybe even sooner they have him on the team. But we'll see.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. I don't know. Where did the Cardinals trade him? Where did the Cardinals go? The Cubs? The Tigers? Nolan Arenado's getting up there in age. Doesn't he want to win? And I get it. A lot of people are down on his bat. Whatever. Isn't the Yankees' philosophy change to have better defense? Isn't that what you got mocked and made fun of about your Yankee defense pissing down your leg, as they said? So why don't you tighten up and go get Arenado? And I don't think Arenado is going to be that bad of a hitter lower in your lineup. And he's a better hitter than DJ and Oswaldo Cabrera. Definitely better hitter than Oswald Peraza, man. Charlie's in Queens on the Fan. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. You were bringing up the facial hair thing.
Yeah.
And initially, George said no facial hair. And then he had a meeting with Munson, because Munson walked in with a beard to protest the rule. And George was like, what's going on? And he goes, you read the newspapers? And he goes, what? You're being investigated for giving illegal funds to Nixon. So how can you tell us about rules when you're breaking the law? And he goes, I'm not saying, he goes, if you're going to do it, but understand, guys are going to read that paper and they're going to laugh at you. These are grown men.
Yeah, I also read about the Oakland Athletics in the mid-70s, late-70s, and the mustache gang. And, George wanted to have, a strict, look to oppose that. And you know another thing too, Charlie, the Yankees used to wear suits and sport jackets and travel like that. They don't do that anymore. That was a George thing.
And real quick about the Knicks, I'm happy that we won, but I'm just hopefully with this rest we'll just heal a little bit and get better. And that's all with my call, and thank you for giving me the time, Keith, and have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Yeah, if you're a Nets fan, why not root for them to make a push for Cam Thomas to come back? Anything can happen. I don't care about tanking. I don't care about lottery balls. I don't care about draft picks. And I also trust that Sean Marks can figure it out with all those picks in the first round. You're watching guys play on a night-to-night basis that he drafted. You're watching the beginning stages of a homegrown Brooklyn Nets team again, and actually like a fully homegrown team with multiple guys, and then you don't have to fall into the trap of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry. You don't have to fall into the trap of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden. Because if you actually draft and develop your own guys that want to be here under this head coach, that have some type of pride, some type of Brooklyn Nets pride, that want to wear that logo and represent that borough and that team, like, bro, I just think it's obvious what's going on here with the Nets. Plans have changed. Zach is in Muncie. You're on the Fan. Go for it.
Yo, what's up, Keith? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, I love your show. I want to talk about my Nets. Beginning of the season, everybody's saying, are the Nets still in the league? Nets still in the league. We're going to take this season. Let's get the number one pick. Without Cam Thomas going 6 of the last 7, keeping the defenders, 6 of the last 7 means under 100 points, and 3 of those games under 90 points. What do you have to say about that?
It's just obvious. One, they have a coach that plans and schemes and knows what he wants to do to attack teams and knows his personnel, knows his starters and his bench, knows his rotations, and knows how to deploy them. And you're seeing that. So, like, I'm watching Jordy Fernandez, and I'm like, well, damn, if KD, Kyrie, and Harden had an actual coach instead of Steve Nash, maybe that would have worked out, right? If they didn't go to Jacques Vaughn and they found this guy, maybe that time in between went, like, I don't know, man. I'm cool with where they are right now. They have a ton of depth. They have guys coming back, and I'm down to win. I don't want to watch them, like, in the beginning of the year, oh, tank, 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 where it's like, bro, how many points? Didn't they give up 167 points to the Clippers? I think that was my breaking point. No, it was 126-67 that game. I remember that night. I was like, why the hell? I didn't even have to be on air that night. I'm like, why the hell am I up watching this game? They gave up 126 points and only scored 67. I'm like, that was putrid. They've come a long way from that. And that was just a couple weeks ago. Thanks for the call, Zach. I thought you had something else. Anyway, I told you we weren't going to talk about the Nets, but, like, they are a topic of discussion. They are worth conversation right now. They've won 6 of their last 7. We could talk Knicks, too. I don't know how you guys are feeling about surviving Trae Young and the Hawks there. It got a little scary at the end. Brunson had a chance to win it in regulation. He ends up hitting the shot to win it in OT. They barely get by. But whatever. A win is a win. You go into the break 36-18. You go into the break feeling better about that. You have 2 all-star starters. I think you feel better about Cat. Right? Everybody was worried about Cat's thumb. He goes out there, drops 44 points. Like, just this week of Karl Anthony Towns, just these last 2 games of Karl Anthony Towns, it's like, yeah, there's a reason why that dude is an all-star, why you went to get that dude. Need to get Mitch back. In the beginning of the Knicks game, they were getting out-rebounded, and I knew it was going to spell trouble. But, you know, ultimately, they did enough to win. Josh Hart can't be the only one going in there pulling down rebounds. Spicy P, Pascal Siakam said that. Josh going in there and taking rebounds. It's hard to win when a team can out-rebound you. You're not going to win if you're not rebounded. I mean, the Hawks still ended up with 47 rebounds to the Knicks 39. But whatever, either way. The Knicks shot better from 3. The Knicks shot better overall. They hit more free throws. And they did what they had to do to get that win at home. So Trae Young wouldn't be rolling dice on the half court again. 888-808-1019. Here's something that I didn't get into, but I wanted to get into, and we have time to do it. I was listening to the guys earlier today, and we'll continue talking baseball and the Yankees and Jose Iglesias and facial hair policy and Alex Bregman and Nolan Arenado. But I was listening to Evan and Tiki today just talk about this quarterback search. And I just think it's kind of funny, right? There are 2 quarterbacks that are being floated as potential quarterbacks to come to the Giants. And I think much of it is based on their significant others. Their famous significant others. Oh, we know Ciara. Ciara wants to come to New York. Russell Wilson and Ciara have wanted to live in New York forever. He was here last year, popped in with the Giants. The Giants should go get Russell Wilson. Because his wife wants to live in New York, shop in New York, maybe perform somewhere in New York. You need Russell Wilson to perform in New Jersey. You need Russell Wilson to want to play for this putrid Giants team with no offensive line, the toughest schedule in the league next year, and he's up there in age. Same thing with Matthew Stafford. Oh, Matthew Stafford's wife really wants to come to New York because I'm sure that's going to advance her podcast. She does it remotely. Are you going to build her a studio in Times Square? Why would the Rams move on from Matthew Stafford? 888-808-1019. They're just going to pay him. They're not trying to start over. They go to the playoffs. And they're probably looking at the Eagles like, damn, if we played the Eagles in SoFi Stadium, maybe that game goes a little differently. And they hit in the draft every single year. Jared Verse, Braden Fisk, like, they hit every year. They're about to hit again in the draft. Why would you move on from Stafford? Kelly Stafford spoke about wanting her respect, or really wanting respect for Matthew Stafford. It's a leverage play. That's all that was. It's a leverage play to say, hey, you got to pay us. And I think they will. And then the last guy that's been floated out, he doesn't have a significant other. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers just has a house. Aaron Rodgers to the Giants is just because of proximity. He's got a Jersey address. Why would he want to play for the Giants? After what he just went through with the Jets in that building, you would think he'd want to go away. And Aaron Rodgers made so much money in his NFL career, he could live anywhere. He could buy a house anywhere. 888-808-1019. Aria's in Waterbury on the Fan. What's up, Aria? Hello. Did I say the name incorrect? Aria? Is it Aria in Waterbury? I think I said Aria. A-R-Y-A. Well, are you there, Aria? No. Well, I did want to get into the conversation with you about the Jets, about moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Again, I just think that it's a new day for the Jets and Aaron Glenn. We don't need you on Pat McAfee telling everybody what we're doing in here. If that's what you want to do, go do that. You need to be one of 53. And it's funny, when I was talking about being one of 53, right, I use the fact that, like, the Yankees have a facial hair policy to make everybody fall in line and be one of 40. But, like, that's so different than going on Pat McAfee once a week and also going to, like, Egypt and skipping mini camp. Bringing it back around to the Yankees and the facial hair policy, I just think that the Yankees need to continue to evolve and change with the times. And like I said, if everything always goes back to George, what do you think George would be doing right now? He sees a picture of John Henry smoking a cigar after signing Alex Bregman, right? The Red Sox feeling like they won their offseason. The Red Sox that were in on Juan Soto and pivoted and brought in pitching, brought in a World Series champion, right? Brought in some depth in their rotation, in their bullpen, and they already have a hitter that owns you, comes to Yankee Stadium and hits a homer every series. George would be like, all right, well, Cashman, we got to make a trade, or who else is out there? George wouldn't have let it get to February 13th, where you have a hole in the lineup and a hole at third base. So, like, you can't tell me, oh, it's tradition. This is what George wanted, and they'll never get rid of it because it's a George thing. Well, they got rid of a lot of the other George things. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Houston on the Fan in New York. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Huge fan. I listen to you every night, like, since the first show.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here for you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So on the Yankees, like, I just think that Chisholm, we should put him at leadoff just because, like, we saw what he could do after when we traded for him, right? And he could steal bases, get on base, and then Aaron Judge is up, and he has a man on second or third already. And, like, that's just a recipe for success.
I like the thought of Jazz being there. He's a veteran. He's done it before. He has speed. He's going to see some pitches if Judge is coming up behind him, right? They're going to try and get him out. He's going to be sitting on the fastball. We know he can hit a fastball. So I like the thought of Jazz getting the first crack at it, but I do want to see them experiment with Jason Dominguez in the spring. Spring is not the regular season, but I would try him out there. I would see if he looks the part. And if he does, it's just kind of crazy to think that, like, we're going to potentially put this kid in left field in Yankee Stadium and lead off for the Yankees right away. Here you go, kid. right? No, you know, no time to develop, no easy landing spot for you. You're thrown right into the fire, fight or flight, sink or swim.
Yeah, I'm just praying that Jason Dominguez is what he's supposed to be because, like, right, I'm out in Houston. Like, if the Yankees ever do bad, like, in school, my friends just, like, blame me because they're just all Astros fans.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. You're out in Houston. And yeah. I kind of did a double take when I'm like, sure, you're not on Houston Street. Josh in Houston. So how did you become a Yankees fan? Are you from this area? Are your parents from this area?
I moved from New Jersey when I was, like, 5. But my dad is, like, a huge Yankees fan. So, like, it was Yankees or nothing.
Hey, stay a Yankee fan, right? Houston doesn't have Alex Bregman anymore. Slowly but surely, they're losing a lot of those pieces. Kyle Tucker's not there anymore. We saw George Springer dip out, Carlos Correa dip out. And we saw Houston last year embarrass themselves in the first round, losing to that Tigers team that had a miraculous 2-month run to even get into the dance. Keep your head up. You were in the World Series last year. Keep your head up. The Yankees can go back to the World Series. And if they struggle a little bit, it is what it is. It's not a guarantee that the Astros are going to be, you know, great again. It might be over for the Astros.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it is because, when they swept the Yankees, that was horrible. Got scared to go to school.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to school. Like, I've forgotten most of the school stuff. I remember not wanting to go to school when the Yankees lost to the Red Sox in 2004, and I was surrounded by all Yankees and Mets fans. I just didn't want to, like, do anything. I just was like, this is stupid. This doesn't make any sense. What is life? But you'll be all right, man. It'll pass, and, you know, it'll be glorious if the Yankees can get back to the World Series this year and win it, and then you can stand on business out there in Houston.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Josh. Appreciate you, man. 888-808-1019. We got a break. But now, a few different things are in the air. The quarterback search for New York football. I do want to play something, but I don't know if I have. I have it from Instagram, and it's harder to play for me. I got to try and find it from Twitter. There's an audio from Todd McShay. Todd McShay is a guy that I really listen to a lot. He played quarterback at University of Richmond. And he's been doing this, like, you know, draft analysis and watching film for years. And he started talking about Shedeur Sanders versus Jackson Dart. And he made me think about some things. And I'm going to try and get that audio for you. He's also, you know, he's Todd McShay. He's, you know, he used to be on with Mel Kiper. I just think he knows what he's talking about. And with this quarterback search, I think there's a chance that both the Jets and Giants could be looking at quarterbacks in the draft. I think there's a scenario where Cam Ward could be drafted by the Giants, and if the Jets want to bring in a new quarterback and Shedeur Sanders is floating out there, right? There's some mock drafts that have Travis Hunter going to the Titans because the Titans have said they don't want to pass on a generational talent. Well, there's the generational talent. Some people that don't watch baseball call Travis Hunter the Ohtani of football. I'm like, clearly you've never really actually watched Ohtani play. Travis Hunter's not the Ohtani of football. Ohtani's back. Ohtani's throwing. But yeah, Abdul Carter potentially going second to the Browns. If it goes Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, the Giants might take Cam Ward. And then if Shedeur Sanders slips, the Raiders may take him, but they also may not. Like Chip Kelly over there and Pete Carroll, those guys are old school guys. They might not want Deion, right? Antonio Pierce, if he was still there, he had a relationship with Deion. There was rumors. They might not be interested. The Jets could get Shedeur Sanders. So when we're talking about quarterbacks and we're talking about, you know, who the Jets and Giants are going to get, I think they need to get, they both need to draft someone, right? Because the future is now for both teams. And then they also need a veteran. But I just don't think that Russell Wilson or Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers actually is going to fit. So that's in the air. The Yankee conversation around, you know, what are they going to do now to respond to Alex Bregman going to the Red Sox? The facial hair policy just not aging well. And who's going to lead off for the Yankees is in the air. And Jose Iglesias' departure from the Mets. And the Mets are pretty much done. Drew Smith is back. And, you know, David Stearns has spoke. And Carlos Mendoza has spoke. And they're in camp. And They're ready to push forward. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to push forward. I'm running out of time. Call me up. I'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your official home to talk New York sports is WFAN. Call us anytime at 888-808-1019. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
So the Todd McShay clip, Keith McPherson on the Fan if you're just tuning in during the break. The Todd McShay clip I was looking for, it's only on Instagram and it's on YouTube, so I got to fast forward through this YouTube and find it, where he starts talking about Shedeur Sanders and Jaxson Dart. And I remember saying, Jaxson Dart is going to get all this hype where, they're going to put him up there as QB3 right next to Shedeur Sanders. Yep, it's happened. But Todd McShay and his analysis is where I'm like, okay, I believe what this guy's got to say. More so than my eyes from watching these guys play. And like, I saw way more Shedeur than Jaxson Dart. I think Jaxson Dart helped himself at the Senior Bowl. And I will work on finding just a little bit of the audio where Todd McShay is saying, it's not that much of a drop-off. Another name that I heard Todd McShay mention, and I heard, I just got too many freaking names in my head, bro. I'm blanking. Tyler Shuck is the name of the quarterback from Louisville that is going to start getting his name thrown around. He didn't just go to Louisville. He went to Oregon. He went to Texas Tech and then finished last year at Louisville. It was Louis Riddick. Louis Riddick actually was sitting with our guy, JJ, John Jastrzemski, on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And he said, listen, there's this guy named Tyler Shuck. I'm throwing him out there. His name is going to start popping up. And then I saw Todd McShay talking about him, somebody else talking about him. I'm like, okay, here's another guy. So, everybody's talking about Kyle McCord potentially, Quinn Ewers potentially, Jalen Milroe. I think this Tyler Shuck kid, Tyler Shuck spelt Tyler, S-H-O-U-G-H, you're going to start hearing his name come up too. They're saying he's got all the tools and might have the intangibles. And hey, here's the time. Before you know it, it's combine, it's pro days, and we're going to know about these quarterbacks. 888-808-1019. I just wanted to get that out of the way because most of my calls are baseball. But if you do want to weigh in on quarterbacks that should be drafted by the Giants or maybe the Jets, I think the Jets should take the best available corner or lineman, but whatever, they need a quarterback now. And then as far as these veterans, I think the Jets are more ready to win than the Giants. So if they were able to make a play for a Matthew Stafford, which I don't think the Rams are trading him, or a Russell Wilson, which I don't know if I think Russell wants to go back to Pittsburgh, even if Ciara wants to, be on Broadway. I don't think it matters. The Giants, I don't think Aaron Rodgers works. I just don't think you're bringing that in. Go younger. Go try and go trade for a Joe Milton. Try and get Justin Fields. You know what I'm saying? And I just really hope they don't, Like when the Giants signed Drew Locke, like Drew Locke is like a Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew's gonna be out there if you want him. 888-808-1019. Back to the conversation around the Yankees and you know, spring training and you know, the Red Sox getting Alex Bregman and Jose Iglesias departing the Mets. Rocco is in Saratoga. What's up, Rock? You're on the Fan.
Good AM, Special K. That's my new nickname for you. Special K.
You are now in the Special K hole.
There you go. There you go, Keith. Dr. K, you're Special K. Okay? Yay, why not? Why not? Throw it out there. Nickname time. But anyway, let me throw my two cents in about the QB situation. Okay, first of all, the Giants next year have the toughest schedule. What veteran quarterback is going to want to come to the Giants that doesn't have a cohesive offensive line, needs work here, there, and everywhere? What, Matthew Stafford's going to come in and
Jameis Winston? They might as well lean into it. Go ahead and sign Jameis Winston.
No, come on. It's a rebuild year. No playoffs in next year for the Giants. With that schedule, with the work that they need to work around the line and everything else, they should draft a young quarterback. Let him sit on the bench. Don't throw him out there so he gets the bejeebus knocked out of him and then is no good because he, you know, he thinks, holy cow, I can't play in this league. Get a draft a young guy. Let him learn a little. Get a veteran guy that knows, hey, I'm in New York. That's it. The allure of New York, not the potential that I'm going to be playoff bound and I'm going to win a Super Bowl. That goes for the Jets, too, maybe to a lesser degree. Maybe new coach turns it around a little because changes the culture. Because the year before, they were okay. You know, even with Aaron Rodgers going down, they weren't as bad as they were last year. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Okay, let's see what happens. Stop the BS talk about this guy and that guy. I would get Justin Fields. I wish the Giants would have signed him last year, but they didn't. They could have got him for nothing. You know, so let him play. He has a little seasoning at least. Get a young quarterback that you draft and let him sit there and learn. Or get a really veteran guy that knows, hey, I'm just here to teach up a young kid. And, you know, if I get a 500 season out of this, hallelujah. Okay, Giants fans, I've been a Giants fan since, I mean, I still have my ticket stubs from the last game they played at Yankee Stadium before they went to the Yale Bowl.
Would have been cool to see that. Yeah, it would have been cool to see the Giants in old Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was fun. It was, you know, it's Yankee Stadium. You got the New York football Giants playing there on the baseball field. You know, the pitcher's mound is there. They look, it's kind of funny, you know. Football on a baseball field, they don't do that anymore. But back in the day, Keith, they did that in a few stadiums. They just played at Shea Stadium. You know, they're playing over a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was then. You know, fun times.
When
but,
the Mets yeah. build the dome, the Jets will go and play in Queens.
Yeah,
there'll be a ton of Japanese players coming straight from the Tokyo Dome to the Steve Cohen Dome.
Yeah, well, maybe Stevie can do it, because if anyone can, he can. But you remember they were supposed to build a stadium in Manhattan where Jacob Javits was for the Giants and the Jets, right? In Midtown Manhattan. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that, no.
Oh, we're having a big stadium right there where Jacob Javits is? That would have been weird. I mean, you know, but whatever. That didn't happen. Hey, facial hair with the Yankees. Hey, Keith. I'm not totally against that policy. The Yankees are the Yankees. They're not anyone else. You know, you say, hey, you want to come? This is it. This is the way we roll. And you know, how many guys shaved until they let Mattingly? They let Mattingly grow a stash because it was no facial hair. Mattingly came spring training with a stash. Like, okay, he's the man. He's the captain. Same thing like with Munson, the captain. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Okay, we'll let you grow stashes, no beards. But that's what makes the Yankees the Yanks.
No, what makes the Yankees the Yanks is winning and winning championships. They don't do that anymore.
Goes with it, Keith. That's the mentality. You come here, shave off the facial hair. This is different.
The Yankees' mentality is now we'll roll out bums. Now we won't outspend. Now we won't attract all the best players. And players can tell us what positions they're going to play, and we'll play players out of position.
No, we're not going to be like the NBA where the players are telling us where they want to go.
Gleyber Torres did on his way out. Gleyber Torres said, I'm a second baseman. No, I don't care that you traded for a better second baseman. Exactly.
But he's gone.
But he still had his way. He had his way. So how are you like, you know, laying down the law and order on guys shaving, but you can't tell a player where he's going to play. He's going to tell you where he's going to play.
And Aaron Boone. And they can say, hey, I'm in charge. I'm paying you. You play where I tell you to play, or you're going to sit on the bench.
They needed him to lead off. They needed his bat.
You know, stop this nonsense where the players are getting paid ridiculous amounts of money and they decide what they want to do, when they want to play, how they want to play.
Yeah.
Come on. They own it. Put up your money then and take the risk of not making any money. You know, see how it feels.
Thanks for the call, Rock. 888-808-1019. They won't change it because they just won't have a reason to say why they changed it. But I'm giving you all the reasons. Right, they'll never come out and say, hey, we're not the Yankees anymore, so this can go. But they do all these other little janky things like I talked about, right? When they built the judges' chambers in the stadium, remember the pushback on that? Remember how ridiculous people thought that was? And then you moved Judge out of right field. You had Juan Soto standing in front of the judges' chambers. And now all these years have passed. Like, I remember even saying when they tried to front on Judge and not run him his money, you built a section in the stadium for the guy. You're not going to do right by him? You're going to try and shortchange him? And then he made you pay him. And now nobody even cares about that. That's not a thing anymore. Like, they'll put some people there, but like nobody's like, oh, I can't wait to go to Yankee Stadium and sit in the judges' chambers. But you literally changed a part of the ballpark for a player that hadn't won anything, that actually has been pretty bad in the postseason. Is that Yankee-like? The pinstripes are sacred. You put a Nike swoosh over them. You put a star insurance patch over them. I'm waiting until there's, you know, a logo on the helmet. Wasn't there already like Strauss or something in the playoffs? They'll never put names on the back of the jerseys, right? They won't do a City Connect uniform, right? Guys, they're only allowed to wear one gold chain. But Jazz can be out there with an ice cream cone on his gloves. They actually did change a little bit. All those guys had the seafoam green accents. They had seafoam green, sliding mitts, forearm shin protectors. So if you're starting to change a little bit, why not go ahead and change the main thing that, like, these guys are grown-ass men. When they wake up in the morning and they got to shave every day, and if that's not who they are, that affects who they are, in my opinion. And I think if you want the best out of your players, it might be something you consider with this World Series drought that you're in. You might just say, like, what are we gaining by this? What is this enforcing? What is this doing? Does this actually make the Yankees the Yankees? Or are we looking kind of foolish in 2025 having our pro ball players shave their faces and look like little boys? Guys that, like Devin Williams, that get traded here, that didn't ask to be a Yankee but got traded to the Yankees. Yeah, you got to shave, where you could tell this guy's dreading it. And like I said, maybe I'm feeling some type of way because I got to hang out with him. I got to talk to him and meet him and like see his personality firsthand. He's a quiet guy. He's humble. He's like very reserved. He's not outgoing at all. He's a good pitcher. But I could tell the video of him walking in with still had his beard. It's different. You know, Verdugo shaved his beard 2 months before spring training, just trying to get used to it. Not everybody's like that. They shouldn't have to. It's a job. In the workplace, there are literally acts and laws and things now where you can't tell somebody how to do their hair. You can't tell somebody how to look. And like, we got to get with the times. Does a beard make you unprofessional? The managers can have beards, right? Well, I guess the manager, Boone, won't have a beard. But like, a bunch of managers will have beards and it's like, I don't know. People in the organization can have beards. People that work in the front office. To me, a beard doesn't mean you're like, I don't know. I can't quantify it anymore. I can no longer justify it anymore. Especially if like Devin Williams, he had a two-guard beard. Maybe a three-guard beard. You can't come in looking like Charlie Blackman. You can't come in looking like Robin Williams and Jumanji. But if you look like you're, clean cut and kept, And obviously you can't have long hair down your back either. But like, who is it disrespecting? Who's it showing up in 2025 to let these guys have a little bit of facial hair? I don't know. I think it's a miss by the Yankees. I think it's something that the Yankees like, all right, it's 2025. We're in the whole future now. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Kevin is in Copog on the Fan. What's up, Kevin?
What up, Keith? KM to the AM, man. What's up?
Yeah, say that. That's exactly what we're doing. KM to 2 AM, but you know, it's morning.
Crawford boxes Fenway. What's the difference with a guy, Braggy? Braggy right there in Boston.
That was the first thing I said. He goes from the Crawford boxes to the Green Monster. This guy's going to be hitting him over that Green Monster a lot. I don't know the dimensions off the top of my head, but I know he does. I know he's thought about that.
What about Nolan Arenado? You want this guy in the Yanks or not?
I just think he's better than the options they have, and they're running out of options now. Or they've run out of other options now. They were never going to get Bregman. But I was just like, yo, are you trying to get back to the World Series? Are you trying to win your division? Are you trying to compete? Your arch rival just made a big move to add a guy that they didn't really need. They have Rafael Devers at third base, but they said, you know what, he could play second base, and Devers could DH, and he could play third base, and we're going to put a proven bat in this lineup. We're going to put a champion in this lineup. We're going to put a dog in this lineup to improve our chances. We want to knock off the Yankees. We want to win the division. We want to sweep them in Yankee Stadium. Respond to that.
My Mets rotation, I mean, Stearns is like, is he trying to prove a point here? Like, he's some kind of like, he's a crazy genius, the pitching lab.
I think he's just very confident in his decision making. He's very confident in what he knows that the rest of us don't know. His quote was, I will say I feel much better about our starting pitching depth sitting here today than I did a year ago. And we made that a priority this offseason. And it's funny that he says that because there's a lot of people that are like, this is it with the rotation. But, you know, they expect Sean Manaea to be Sean Manaea from last year, David Peterson to be David Peterson from last year. They expect Kodai Senga to be healthy and make more than 20 starts. They expect Frankie Montas to look more like the Frankie Montas that we saw last year in Cincinnati and some in Milwaukee, not like he looked with the Yankees. And Clay Holmes, I think, is the biggest question mark because he's going from being a terrible closer to being somewhat of a weapon out of the pen in you know, high leverage situations to now getting the ball first. And I just don't know how he's going to be stretched out to just be a even serviceable starter. But we'll see. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they know something that I don't know. They should know something I don't know. I think that's what David Stern's whole, like, look on his face is. Like, I know more than you, and just let it play out. And if it doesn't work, I will make the tweaks and changes. And we have Griffin Canning and Paul Blackburn and Tyler McGill.
I will say, though, the trade deadline is, like, maybe, like, 3 to 5 guys, like, top edge starters. So maybe you just wait till then, and hopefully these guys can hold the den down and make a big move to try to compete with those Japanese Dodgers.
Yeah, why not go get Dylan Cease, you know? But I guess they can wait on that, but I think somebody's going to jump on that soon. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Why not go get Dylan Cease? It was reported that, you know, San Diego is more inclined to trade Dylan Cease than Michael King. I would hold on to Michael King if I were them. But then at the same time, I saw earlier Nick Pivetta signed. You know, I don't know what A.J. Preller and the Padres' situation is. I don't know what their situation is with their ownership. I don't know what their situation is with their roster. Like, they just signed Nick Pivetta, $55 million contract, 4 years. He's another one of the last big names still on the market. They signed Nick Pivetta, but they're trying to get rid of Dylan Cease. And, you know, there are all these rumors about trading Luis Arraez. One of my homies sent me a picture recently of Fernando Tatis in pinstripes, and I don't know. I don't know what they're doing over there. They got to face the Dodgers. They got to find a way to beat the Dodgers. And when the Dodgers were doing their whole, victory lap on the Yankees' heads, they did mention that, oh, the toughest series for us was the Padres. You know, that's a shot at the Mets, too. Pew, pew. Like, the toughest series was the Padres for them, and they thought that was the World Series, so take from that what you may. Milton is in Brooklyn on the Fan in New York. The Cowbell Man. What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother? Great job, like always.
Yo, congratulations on the Topps commercial. I love seeing you guys doing the roll call. you guys shooting that. The Bleacher Creatures are mainstream media now, year by year, more and more. You know, I love to see it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great job by everybody, and it was a little cold, but we made it happen. As far as the Jets are concerned, I mean, I was surprised. I was surprised about not bringing Aaron Rodgers back for one more year, drafting a quarterback. So now that he's gone, what's the plan? I mean, I personally would love to get Justin Fields only because he's big. He can handle bad weather. He's already been through a little bit. You know, he's somewhat experienced, and he's still young enough to have an upside. And I wanted them to draft him anyway because of his arm. And like I said, you need a big, strong quarterback to play in bad weather. You know, in New York City, you can't come here with a, you know, skinny kid from BYU who never played against big colleges. I mean, it made no sense. Why they took him over Justin Fields, who played for Ohio State, who's, you know, 6'4", 235 pounds. Yeah, he hasn't been great, but he had his moments, and he has a future. So I would pick him right now, but you still could draft a quarterback. And me, I personally want Melrose from Alabama, only because, listen, right now football, this is 2025. You need a kid that can run and throw. It's the same thing that happened with Lamar Jackson. Everybody's trying to make him into a wide receiver. Nobody believed in him. You know, he slips through the cracks, goes all the way to the last pick in the first round, and here he is like a 2-3-time MVP. But, you know, because, you know, he's black, or he does his run. You know, you get these stereotypes. This kid is coming in here. You put him as a project. Put him for 2 years on a bench behind somebody, and you build him up, and maybe you got the next Lamar Jackson. That's what I'm just hopefully, you know, hoping happens. I don't want to see no O-line. I don't want to see no stupidness. And if they get Shador Sanders, I was going to ask you, should they take him? Because I'm looking at all this stuff now. People are saying he's dropping, and he's going to fall into the Jets' lap.
If he falls, I think you got to take him.
You got to take him. But do you start him? You see, this is the problem that I have with the NFL
you
now.
You have Tyrod, so you let him come in and you know, learn behind Tyrod Taylor, and maybe you bring in another veteran too. People are still mentioning Jordan Travis. He's a non-factor to me. I think if Shador falls, you got to take him because you don't have a quarterback of the future now. And I think he'd be too good to pass up on. Thanks for the call, Milton. We're up against it. It's about to be 1 o'clock already. I've got 1 hour left. Dial 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan BRB.